Okay, so we got a new show intro, which I haven't heard yet. Honest to God, I haven't heard this. We're just waiting for the show to start, and
He's never heard it.
I've never heard this. And, and Sim's all, yeah, somebody sent in a show intro. And I'm like, really? And he's like, yeah, yeah, it's really cool. It's kind of militant, though.
Yeah, from what I remember.
Who made it? Wiggle Puppy.
Wiggle Puppy.
Well, how militant can Wiggle Puppy's intro be? I mean, Wiggle Puppy. You know, come on, it can't be that militant. So let's just play it cold. I've never heard this, so let's listen to it.
Tonight, a united nation goes forward with a determination to win this war and bring about a just and enduring peace. But we cannot win our war or make our peace unless we understand the character of the enemy we are fighting. That is why Sean Kennedy is bringing these programs to you. This is a program of truth. This is the truth about our enemy. By one. There are not enough of you to shoot us all. You, the few swaggering conquerors. There's no room in a decent world for you and your kind. We little people, thousands, millions of us, will join together and crowd you out of our world.
Oh, that is fucking sweet. I think that all we got to do there is we might have to put Sim on that, doing some vocals over top to let people know it's the Sean Kennedy Show. Or stretch that out or something. Wiggle Puppy, is he in the house tonight or what?
That's I don't know if he is.
Fucking sweet. Wiggle
amazing.
Puppy, yeah, he's in the RC right now.
So he's probably like,
yeah.
Oh
wow, that's fucking dope. Wiggle Puppy, if you have an intro of that and you've got a section that, because you got that pretty tight there, we'd like to put Sim doing the voiceover saying the Sean Kennedy Show, blah, 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 blah. But I really want to use that as the new show intro. That thing's fucking rad. Good job, guy. I mean,
yeah, so
wow.
Just ICQ me and we'll work
yeah, talk
out.
To Sim. ICQ Sim 51558 and or you can get him at info@rantradio.com and we'll hook some shit like that up. That's some dope shit there. Like heavy mixing, multiple layers of
oh, yeah.
Mixing going on there.
You have to listen to it 10 times before you get it all.
Wow. So this is the Sean Kennedy Show. This is episode number 2, and tonight's topic is microchips. Much
number
anyway,
42. 42.
Number 42.
You said 2.
I said 42. We'll go over the archives. But it is episode number 42.
Yeah.
And you are... You're free. Free, I tell
you're
you.
Free to stumble over your words.
You're free
intro.
To stumble over your words on the intro. You're free to distribute this media any way you see fit. You want to hear a messed up thing? You want to hear a messed up thing?
What?
We don't spam people anymore.
Yay.
Yes,
it doesn't need to be done.
Yeah. We've got like 95 people now in the IRC, and we didn't spam.
Yep.
Which means a lot of people have been breaking the first two rules of Fight Club.
That's exactly right. Come
well,
on.
Keep breaking the rules. I mean, that's amazing, because normally what we'd have to do is we'd have to, you know, beat the bushes, send out the ICQ.
Like make smoke fires and send it over the wires and...
You know, and come on out, guys. Now there's like 95 people here and the show just started. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Like,
wait for it.
That's pretty cool, man. That's
awesome.
That's pretty dope.
So people have been spreading the virus.
You betcha. And all 95 of you are free to distribute this in any way you see fit. You can copy it to your media. You can take it to class. You can listen to it during math when you should be doing other things. Absolutely feel free. You can send it out over your school's intercom, hack the system, and broadcast me live over the air. Sounds good to me. If you want to get into the RC tonight and get your little name written out. Written?
Written
out? Wow, I'm doing good on the whole yeah, I should be a writer. Listen to my ring rush. Okay, what's how do they get an IRC sim?
Well, they can download an IRC client.
Like MIRC.
Like MIRC.
Or Mercy.
Mercy, and go to the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel. Or they can go to the Rant Radio webpage, www.rantradio.com. Click on Community, which has all the community stuff and graphics and nice little stuff. Then click on Chat, and you can go through there. But believe me, the other way is better.
You betcha. So, going through the IRC tonight, these are the now the 98 people who showed up.
God damn.
Holy fuck, boys.
We're liking it. We're liking it a lot.
Here we go. Okay, we got...
Are you ready, Sean?
Capone X, Sanix, Smokehouse, Snake Ogre, Pyro, Agent 99, Alien Binary, Alamo, Alpha 736, Alpha Boy, Angelica Filestorm, Anthrax, APOC, Barcode, Bastard Guy, Brick Boy, Case, Cerulean, Cognito Ergo Sum, Communist in a Can, Copper Top, Countersink, Cthulhu's New Thong, great.
Ooh, nice.
Cybertech TMC, hey, butts. Dancing Monkey, Dark's Desire, Delamorte, Delusion, Dr. Zodiac, Droopy, Disturbed, Festered, D-Goat Ass, Genesis, Griffin, Hellraider 253, Hideous Penguin Boy. That's a great fucking name, too.
That's a good one.
Jaren, K16, Camavalian, I probably fucked her name up again. Kenneth, Kexler, Kindling Boy, Lizard, Lorax, Loser, and another person named... misconduct. Mr. Echo, Mr. Ants, MP Ultra, Neko, Sterilized, Neural Sleep, Noisemaker, just about missed you there. Oh, go away. Prophet Doodle, Prune Squally, Punk of Evil, Ratfucker, Rose in Spirit, because she's probably away again, too. Rotor, Sapphire, Shades, Sir Dark Scavenger, SKTFM, Data Spooker, Sleeping Chicken, Snake 2, Sold Out, Southpaw Samurai, Hey Buds.
Sold Out.
Sold Out.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, Sold Out. Hey, that's a good one. Nice name, Buds. Southpaw Samurai, Sparky, hey Mike. Sphinx, Spudly, Tantrix, Technophile,
Psycho. People always misspelled the.
Oh, Psycho. Okay. Test Subject, The Beast, The Bug, Templar Knight, Trotsky's Ghost, Turmoil, Terrell, Twisted Little Fuck, Up, Vatherkrieg, Wiggle Puppy, who's amazing.
I'm going to cue down a Wiggle Puppy.
After you give us the intro, you are now, I command you to make a full length mix. I really want to hear some full length from you, dude. You're fucking amazing. Whopper, WS1736, WS Ninja, Zaran, Z Anal, First of the Fallen, D Day Species, D Day Special, Bitch X, and Pyro's Private Message for Voice. Which actually
that's quite an undertaking.
Wow,
that's just amazing.
Out to 102 now. oh God, I'm leaving the IRC before I get afraid.
Quick, run away.
That's nuts. Okay.
Wow.
So 102 people in the IRC. What point am I not reading the IRC anymore?
That's up to you, I guess. When it takes the whole show, like half the show, and then you have to read them again at the other half the show.
Well, we'll start timing me. If it takes more than 4 minutes to read the IRC...
That's a good cutoff point,
maybe,
I think.
Maybe 2 minutes.
2 minutes? You're cutting it all close right now.
It's on 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Well, that's like at least a minute and a half now, maybe.
We'll put a forum poll whether or not they want us to read the message.
Yeah, there you go. Let the people decide.
Let the people. But that's amazing that people, we don't spam anymore. And so you guys are, all those people you see in the IRC tonight, that's just us, guys.
Yep.
That's just you doing that. I mean, that's amazing. We broke 100.
Doing that thing you do.
Do that funky shit you do. So very, very cool. This week I got very little feedback, but I did get some very, very cool stuff from Coyote23.
Oh.
So we're going to go through that. And that's art. You want a new desktop? Yes.
Oh, God.
All you 102 people here, have we got some wallpapers for you. Let's just go through them now.
This blew me away.
This guy
absolutely
He went through all the World War II propaganda posters and made, like, Rant Radio ones, and now he's got, like...
I don't even know how he did these.
They're amazing. They're so cool. Like, we should just start from the beginning. I want to scan through them all. They're so much fun. Is that the first one?
Yep.
Oh, okay. You can ask and tell on RantRadio.com. It's got the most gay-looking sailor you've ever seen in your life. Total homoerotical. Keep America rolling with Rod Sterling when he's not doing Twilight Zone. I burn rubber to RantRadio.com. Next one is a great one of... that one's just the best one. Battlewise Infantryman. Sumerian says, listen to my radio and give me your sister's phone. Give your sisters my phone number.
Oh, that's great. Which I do that, by the way.
Do you? Yeah, absolutely. Sim needs laid.
Seems I need laid.
I need
give late.
Late
now.
Give late now. Less dangerous than Rant Radio. I'm not going to go through all of them.
No, there's a lot.
There's
a ton
of these.
So
but,
much work.
Yeah, amazing. Kyle 23. Wow, you need to like take a pill. The one I currently have.
Do
is
your
the,
homework. God damn you.
I like the Xenu. Another Xenu ambassador and some of them. There's some great.
So good.
Yeah, Kyle 23. Very
print those
dope.
Out. Put them on little pieces of paper.
Put them on desktops of people you don't know. You know, like this.
Right. Go to your local computer.
People who don't know how to change their desktop.
Yeah, go to computer stores and put those up.
There you go. I mean, that's some great stuff. Talk about a great, and it's cool. It's cool vandalism.
It is. Really.
Cool digital vandalism. You really can't go wrong there. So this week, what's happened in my life? That's about all I got for feedback. I didn't get a whole lot of feedback this week.
Had your birthday party. That was fun.
I had my birthday.
Watched an interesting,
yeah,
weird
we
kind of movie.
We watched
witchy.
Session 9, which it was could like, have been really
good.
Good
concept. It was going good.
It was
I liked
a cheap
it.
Movie to make. It would have been a cheap movie
yeah.
to make.
Where's
man.
An abandoned, big, warehousey kind of hospital thing?
A hospital building. Like, scary-ass building. You wouldn't have to work. I'm like, okay, we got to go inside and film.
Special
really
effects were non-existent. So.
Yeah, so what the hell? Yeah, it's a really dope movie. Like, it was cheap to make. But, I mean, they could have done a way better job. I think I could have.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm better than that. But
Roger extraordinaire.
I think I could have done a better job with that. I mean,
I think so. It didn't have the scare factor. I liked the recording part of it, but they didn't hype that up enough.
They
had all the elements. They just didn't work with
something
it.
Something went wrong there. So, of course, the big question on a birthday is, what did you loot? That's what everyone wants
really,
to know.
Really, yeah, that's the bottom line.
Everyone
the
Christmas
line.
Morning, you know, what'd you loot?
That's
you know?
What you phone your friends and they say, what'd you get?
What's the loot? The loot I got from, I got a present here from Southpaw Samurai, who's in the IRC tonight. Yes, I'm actually going to talk about this.
Okay.
Cool people who give Sean presents. Get
mentioned.
On the show.
Yeah.
He actually got me a Leatherman Wave, which I think is kind of funny. I thought about this later. It's quite funny that an old redneck tool is actually called a Leatherman. The Leatherman, yeah. But
come
I
here, boy.
That's now part of my... Batman utility concept that I have going on, which is only I've now gone with a Calder Ridge utility belt and a shoulder holster to hold up my utility belt. It's like I'm wearing a belt.
Pretty
suspenders.
Crazy.
Yeah,
it's all kinds of crazy.
I'm getting like, you know. Really,
don't go to the airport with that on.
Yeah, I'm pretty much going to get shot. I have to wear a vest now to cover my shoulder rig and belt. Otherwise, you know, I just, you know.
It's a real gun holster.
Yeah, well, it's actually made by Calder
Ridge.
Oh, yeah, when I go through the border, it's like, I'm wearing something that looks like a shoulder holster. It holds my cell phone and my Palm Pilot. Please do not shoot me.
Hands on the steering wheel, sir.
Yeah, you know, and I'm really cool with guns. So thank you very much again, Southpaw Samurai. Very cool Leatherman Wave. A very, very useful tool, by the way. Anyone who doesn't have a multi-tool, highly recommend getting one. Like, if you want to get a Leatherman, that's great. That was a gift to me. But, The Leatherman Wave is a very, very cool toy. Very, very cool toy. And my Uber wife, the dark one.
Now dubbed Uber wife.
Uber wife gave me the coolest thing ever. Now, when I asked for this originally, I didn't expect it to be quite as nutty as it is. Like, this is just a nutty, nutty thing. I have always plugged Himalayan Imports. Anyone who knows anything about Himalayan Imports, it's these crazy, crazy camis. A cami is a dude who just lives his life making knives. That's all they do, and they squat by fire in Nepal. They really don't make fuck all for money, but their fathers were camis, their father's fathers were camis, and that's all they've done their entire life is make knives. That's all they do.
They know it well.
And they make kukris, which is those big fucking knives that the Gurkhas used to run around the World War II with.
Scary.
If you are thinking of spending money on getting yourself a knife, I bought a Tarwar for Ronan Sariat on this site here, which if you run around on their store here, you can look at some of their blades. They're just unbelievable.
Very
and,
impressive.
What I wanted was the 18-inch Ancola Kukri, and the Ancola line is the unbreakable knives. They say that they're just the uber destructo. They'll never break. They're warranted forever. Anything ever goes wrong with this thing, give it back. We'll give you a new one. The pictures here really don't do them justice. I don't have it yet. It hasn't arrived. But on looking at the Tarwar, because I did see the Tarwar, you have never really seen anything like a handmade knife by people who've made knives for like 13 generations. This They charge like $145 U.S. for it on their site. And, baby, I'm here to tell you.
Worth every penny.
Oh, yeah. To buy a knife similar to that with the same amount of skill from an American manufacturer, you'd be paying well over a grand.
So.
Well over a grand. Now, the thing that's interesting about this is I chose the 18-inch because I had my whole selection to choose from.
Yeah, okay.
I chose the 18-inch Ancola because the Kukris that were made famous in World War II were about just slightly more than 18 inches long.
Okay.
So this is the classic, about the size of the Kukri that made Kukris famous.
Is that a larger style? Are they normally shorter? Or
they can be any size.
Yeah.
They can be any size. They go right up to 25, 30 inches. They're like, it's a style of blade. It's like saying, how big's a sword?
So what are these for?
Well,
traditionally
and
or functionality.
The Ancolas, or a Kukri, is... it's an extremely, extremely ancient knife design. There's all sorts of speculation about where the design came from. Some people say it may just simulate the crescent moon. So it's kind of a gothic industrial sort of knife. But it's extremely ancient. And the physics of it is because of the bend in the blade, where it angles down, if you were to swing with that, like say you swung with a machete and you swung with a Kukri, the same amount of force in that you'd use produces 10 times the cutting power because of the bend in that blade in a Kukri.
Wow.
So you'd have to chop something 10 times with a straight machete to get the power from one chop from a Kukri. Now, the thing that I draw your attention about the Ancola here, you'll have to excuse me for frothing, and I don't even have it yet, so you can expect to be revisited on this when my blade shows up,
probably this week,
is that it's 18 inches overall, but it's half an inch thick. Half an inch.
Like, that's
thick. Like, get a ruler, look at half an inch thick.
That's a lot of blade.
That's a whole lot of knife.
I like the next sentence there.
Yeah.
Depending on the cami who made the knife, it's 2 to 2.5 pounds.
Yeah, and that's because it's handmade weapons.
Yeah.
You know, and guys, I'm here to tell you, if you want to get yourself and you want to, everybody, I mean, come on. We're all a bunch of nerds and gamers here, and everybody wants to get some seriously hard, like they do, like if you go to their site, they do blood rituals on their weapons. All the weapons get blessed. It's fucking crazy. These guys are so cool. I mean, they're probably, and they won't be around forever. Okay, they're not going to be a company like this. How much longer are you going to see
handmade
stuff like this?
It's not going to be there
with serious lineage in that. These guys are the same dudes who make the royal Kukris for the royalty of Nepal.
It's not all their sons are going to want to make Kukris.
Yeah,
so
you can bet that.
Off,
so this is like a limited time offer. Like there may be maybe more generations of this kind of stuff and. Like, these are the kind of things you keep for the rest of your fucking life. Like, very, very, very cool. So I'm very stoked about that. So that was my big thing that I got going on there.
A question came up. We did an interview with Noisemaker.
Oh,
today.
Right.
And during that, I think you posed this thing. If we were going to go on a whirlwind tour of North America,
right,
where would be the best place to go?
Right.
In North America, where there's a large concentration of our fans, so we can meet a lot of them. And
yeah, you like that question. Like, that was a good question.
And
yeah.
I like that one. So, what did I do? I put it in the forums.
Oh, good man.
And I sectioned out the United States and Canada, where people live. So, if you put yourself in there, it's like northeast, northwest, southwest, southeast, wherever.
Because essentially, we want to meet a lot of our fans. We'd like to do like a con, like a rant radio thing, I guess.
That's
like,
right.
What I'd like to do actually next year is...
I'm group it with another event or something.
Well, I would. I'd like to make a... What I wanted to do is that there's no real decent Halloween festivals anymore.
Yeah.
There's no real dark... Like, there's Halloween festivals, but it's kind of faggoty. You know, it's all like, you know, it's queer.
And all the goth people just go to the clubs and...
Yeah, and even, they're saying the Whitby Festival in Whitby, the Dracula Festival,
yeah,
is gone really downhill. And a lot of the hardcore goths don't even go anymore. It's just a joke. So I'm thinking, what if you were to run, like, a really hard techno-industrial, gothic, kind of uber-dark, you know, German sort of party? And I was thinking about doing it from the 23rd to the 31st of October every year. What I was thinking. 23rd is my birthday, and I'm an egotistical fuck.
So it starts on Sean's birthday.
So it starts on my birthday, and it's called the Sean Kennedy Festival. No, it's not. I'm just kidding. I haven't thought of a name yet. But that's sort of what we were thinking. So if we were going to run down there and meet people in a couple of cities, do like a little drive-through and hook up and just hang out and drink coffee and listen to me babble in my inconsistent way, that'd be great, you know. So, if you want to do that, check out the forums and participate.
Yeah,
especially
it's in the general discussion forum.
All 106 of you.
There you go.
So, if you want to check that out, it'd be very, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people might ask, Sean, why would you need to have an Ancola Kukri that you're going to carry with you everywhere you go?
Exactly.
Why would you need that?
Well, what are you going to do with that knife?
Aren't you kind of a little bit overreactive? I'm going to talk a little bit about microchips, okay? Okay, the first half of the show tonight is going to be about microchips.
Microchips?
Yeah.
Aren't they good things?
Okay,
they make our computers run, though.
Okay. Let's just throw the first one up there from Wired. Okay, this by itself is a little bit frightening, but wait for it. By the end of the first half of this show, you're going to be like, damn, I'm going to Himalayan Imports. I'm going to buy me a blade, too. Because I'm here to tell you guys, this is getting very fucked up very, 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 very fast, okay? Like, I make a lot of jokes and I talk a lot of shit about After Now and, you know, the coming cyberpunk nation and stuff like that. But, world, listen up, because I'm really concerned about this. I'm really, really concerned about this. And so much so that I'm kind of thinking that maybe some of the extremist religious sites or maybe aren't really all that wrong. You know, when you're kind of sitting back going, whoa, dude, that's not right. In the link that we just posted, in a surprise decision by the Food and Drug Administration permits the use of an implantable ID chips in humans, despite an FDA investigator's recent public reservations about the devices. The Food and Drug Administration sent chip manufacturers Applied Digital Solutions a letter stating that the agency would not regulate the very chip, and if it was used for security, financial, and personal identification or safety applications, which I don't really know of anything else that you could use an ID chip for.
Yeah.
And this is what ADS Applied Digital Solutions said on Tuesday. There's the link. Okay. Now, here's the weird thing is that only a few days later, ADS puts out this wonderful news story, and this also shows up on Wired. Not only do you get a microchip and they can put it into you, conversely, they could probably say if it's for security reasons, they could probably make you have it, otherwise you don't have a security pass. It's a security pass.
Oh, you can't come in. You got to get this chip put in to get through the doors now.
But I don't want to have a chip put in my body. Well, then I guess you don't want the job.
Ooh, yeah.
We reserve the right, okay, to stop you from working with us. Well, if you're not going to be a team player, then, you know, we can't really have you on the project.
I love this. $50 discounts to the first 100,000 people.
Yeah. this is like something I would have dreamed up out of After Now, okay? This is like, now on this next link here, which is from Wired, it says, not only do you get the chip, but you can pay for it, too. How crazy is this? The maker of an implantable human ID chip has launched a national campaign to promote the device, offering $50 discounts to the first 100,000 people who register to get embedded with the microchip. Applied Digital Solution has coined the tagline, get chipped, to market its product. How about get fucked? Very chip, the rice-sized device, cost about $200. Those implanted must also pay for the doctor's injection and a low monthly fee of $10 in a database maintenance charge. How high do you have to believe a database needs maintenance with your current data? But anyway, and said the Applied Digital Solutions spokesman, Matthew Cosletto. Wow, you are the devil. The very chip emits 125 kilohertz radio frequency signal that transmits its unique ID number to a scanner.
Woohoo!
The number then accesses a computer database containing the client's file. Customers fill out a form detailing the information they want to have linked to their chip when they undergo the procedure, Cosletto said. Now, that sounds all, well, you know, blah, 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 maybe not be that bad. No, guys, this is terrible. What are you, insane? This is fucking nuts. That's crazy. You're going to pay to have yourself implanted so that people can, they only get the information I want them to have. No, you get the information whoever wants you to get the chip has, you fucking moron. Well, if they have my fingerprints and ID and they know where I live, that way in case I get too stoned in my drug-induced television culture, I'll be able to have my head returned back to my fucking plastic coffin hotel in between my favorite color and serving of blue. I mean, give me a break, guys. This is really, really wacko that this has ever hit the ground. And the fact that these people, I mean, I don't know where their head's at, but if they honestly believe that they're going to get 100,000 people paying $200 a hit so they can have a piece of digital rice slapped in them that hands out information to any asshole with a 125 kilohertz scanner, are you out of your fucking mind, man? This thing is nuts. Now, these are the same brilliant people who brought you Digital Angel. Now, Digital Angel, I didn't really have too much of a problem with that because it's a watch. If you go to Digital Angel, it's a way that you can do locators. You got trackers. They have all these wonderful coochie-coo pictures about a woman and her dog and a mom and the little kid, and we're all digital angels. And I mean, just it's a
soft
digital
colors.
Angel. You know, there it is. And there's the little watch and the ID bracelet and the little button that if you press the thing, the watch explodes and takes your hand off. You know? Come on, man.
Stay inside the red line.
Yeah, blue means death. Pardon me while I rent Fortress about 25 times. Okay, this is a little bit out there, guys. This is really, really concerning to me that this is there. Well, okay, Sean, I really think you're overreacting here, man. It's just a piece of rice, and they can't really force you to do that. No, they can't really force you to do that, just like they can't force you to take a shitty job at Starbucks. How many things do you do every day that you didn't want to do? How many things do you do every morning that you didn't want to do? Do you want to watch that TV show? Did you want to go buy the Starbucks coffee? No. If you had your druthers, you wouldn't have done it. But you did it. Why? Because you have no choice. You have no choice because we are all slaves to convenience. Okay? If this is made available and if this is legal, all they have to do is have the corporations go, yeah, that's a good idea. More than that, it's mandatory. Okay, and if they can't make it mandatory, they'll just make your lives fucking difficult if you don't get it. And tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. If you think I'm full of shit right now, give me a break. Office politics is something that even we all know people who fuck the boss get ahead. Okay, this will never change. It has never changed since day one. So you cannot tell me that if corporations decide to institute this as a policy, no matter what your civil rights groups say, you're still going to be out of a job. You could take him to court, spend millions, but you're still out of a fucking job. Okay, this is some truly terrifying shit. Now, let's take it a little bit step further. Not only is it legal, it's available, and it's being offered for you too can sign up for your listener's license. Okay, now that's fine, I guess, because, but then you got apps like this. The Register, check this out. The Register is not the most reputed of magazines. However, there's a guy who developed similar technologies. And they make reference to this in this article. Captain Cyborg puts a chip into an 11-year-old in wake of UK child killings. Then you start taking these chips and putting it into it. They can put any kind of information they want in there. You play role-playing games. Wait a minute. You've been licensed as a hacker. If you're a hacker, you can't go into casinos because there's digital mediums there. Therefore, our scanners pick up your chip that say you're a hacker, and you're detained by security. You're not allowed in here. Sorry, you've been listening to pirated music. You're not allowed to come into the music score because you will pirate it. Oh, sorry, you've been downloading movies from Kazaa. You're not able to come into the movie theaters and watch these new movies because you're a fucking hacker, because your chip told us to. Okay? Sure, there's a lot of ways we could probably jam this thing. Sure, there's a lot of ways you could take a 125 kilohertz cooker and fuck it. Okay? But when you start talking about location devices, never mind location, guys. I don't care about people knowing where I am. I mean, if you don't think anyone knows where you are, you're on crack anyway, okay? I'm here to tell you. Anyone can know. People know where you are right now, okay? Unless you live, like, in a little tiny hole, you will have huge illusions about how secure you are. The only reason why you're still alive is because people have decided not to kill you, okay? Unless you happen to be a little bit more extreme. But anyway, the point here is that the point is not that the people know where you are. That's the least of your worries. That's the least of your worries. The most of your worries is that people, you have now become moving trackable data. Even more than ever before. Okay, you are moving trackable data. This is fucking terrifying. And they're going to push it on you through the kids. They're going to say, you want your child to be safe, don't you? You want to make sure that your minor is going to be okay, don't you? Well, guess what? Thank goodness for little girls, because little girls get bigger every day, and eventually they're going to become people. Okay? All of our children get implanted 10 years later. Guess what? Guess what? We got a nation of implanted motherfuckers. Okay? And how hard is it to hack someone's chip? What if you started reprogramming other people's chips on a bus? You make a little scanner, locks onto the chip on a bus, you got a laptop, it's an attachment, guy sitting across from you, guess what? I just made you a fucking wanted felon, asshole. He gets off the bus and gets arrested and wrecks his day. I mean, if it could be created, it could be jammed and it could be fucked with. Okay, this is not hard to do. This is a bad idea. I am all for new and innovative technology. Don't get me wrong, okay? I'm all for that, but this is simply horrible. Now, to send you into reeling, screaming fits of terror, let's revisit the last link I did last week, which is the Information Awareness Office from DARPA. Yes, the people who want to implant things like this, I'm sure they haven't really talked about it, because, I mean, the fact that their logo, when you hit their site, I mean, come on, the Illuminati staring at the giant ball of Earth, I mean, every gamer on the planet just shit his pants and is now running for the bunker. Pardon me while I grab my body armor and AWOL bag, because you know what? It's not so funny anymore, okay? That's some terrifying shit. and it's you don't even have to reach. Normally when I do these kind of rants and I'm going off like this, you don't even have to really kind of reach. It's just sort of there, you know. You have to kind of reach for it a little bit. Yeah, John, I can kind of see what you're saying. Guys, check it out. DARPA, you know, the guys who made the internet, those guys, you know, they kind of got all the funding of God. You know, that crowd, whatever DARPA wants, DARPA gets, God help us all. Yeah, that DARPA. Well, the Information Awareness Office in the 911 wake is on a fucking jihad to fuck with anything that's got electronics in it. Okay, thanks to the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. And how far do you think they're going to have to throw the fucking pole in order to bring this goddamn thing on board? Okay, not very far. As a matter of fact, oh, look, they have a human ID and a distance program. And there's the link for it. This is their distance human ID program that they've already instituted. Only it uses visuals. So how much do you think I'm willing to wager right about now that some snotty-nosed bottleneck bastard is sitting there going, wait a minute, hey, these chips are on board. Hey, why don't we start a new project about all has to do with a human's ID and a database so we can track this shit? Guys, this one is dope. This is unbelievable that this is happening. Why the fuck is this not on CNN? Look, they caught the sniper, okay? Can we now focus on, say, the coming Gattaca state? That would be a handy thing. Yeah, I'd like that. I'd like that a lot, actually. It kind of terrifies me to no small fucking end. You know, that this is slipping in under the radar.
Not much of a conspiracy theory, is it?
Not much of a conspiracy theory, but it's all right there. You know, there's no theory involved here. Everyone's like, yeah, we're basically going to start implanting you and you're going to pay for it and then pay $10 a month so we can track your ass. Are you your fucking mind, man? Like, there's no way I can possibly even begin to understand how someone would allow themselves to get jacked. So why am I going to be carrying a kukri? It's to sever the limb they put the rice in, okay? That's where that's going, because there's no way I'm going to walk around with a piece of electronics pumping out 125 kilohertz, especially after all the shit that's going on. We're discovering that, you know, not only is stuff going really, really badly and people are getting very concerned about, you know, electronic frequencies and shit like that, now I've got tumors forming around this little weird grain of rice that's embedded somewhere in my fucking back. And how much do you want to bet? Because of security, right? You see the contest they had? It was security.
We want to be safe.
You want to be safe. Got to be safe. Got to make sure the prisoners get it.
The snipers or the terrorists will get us, Sean.
That's right. You've got to make sure that all the prisoners get it. You got to make sure everyone who goes to jail. You got possession of drugs. Guess what? You're a drug user. That goes on your chip.
You are labeled.
Mm-hmm. And that's going to be put up just under your skin by the base of your spine. So if you don't know what the fuck you're doing, you're going to cook your cerebral cortex. How's that? You like that? You like getting fucked over for a crime you didn't do? No problem. Not only is the machine going to take you, use you, turn you into slave labor for Dell. Never mind that. Never mind that you're going to wind up assembling computers for slave wages for Dell. Never mind that. No. You are going to be labeled for the rest of your life on a military record in a database somewhere where everywhere you go, and you know that these corporations are getting access to these massive fucking databases. It's all hand jobs handed off for cash incentives to these politicians. Guys, I'm not making it up. Fuck, I wish I was. Somebody tell me I'm wrong. Somebody tell me I'm fucked here. Okay, somebody tell me seriously that I spent too long, you know, in the brain box. Okay, tell me I'm wrong. Please, somebody, tell me I'm wrong, because I really want to be wrong here. This one I really want to be wrong on, guys. We're 2 years out from mandatory chipping, okay? You're going to see it within the next 2 years. Mark my fucking words. I prophesy. Next 2 years, you're going to see some people somewhere getting mandatorily chipped, and it's only going to be a slippery downward slope from where. When you've got this many people, okay, involved, where you've got people willing to pay $10 a month to get chipped, are you out of your fucking mind? That's so insane. Things that make me want to go get on a soapbox, Malcolm X-style, just screaming at the top of a ladder. I cannot feasibly grasp and believe that there are people out there so far disconnected from the truth that they would actually sign up to allow themselves to be swept away in a torrential downpouring current of core political bullshit, that they would so allow themselves to not only give their body and their spirit, but their soul to a company through a digital implantation. This is fucking crazy. Like, science fiction writers made this stuff, you know, mandatory. They always made it mandatory. Nobody ever thought you'd do it on purpose. Nobody said you'd volunteer for that shit.
And pay for it.
And pay for the privilege. Like, guys, no. Screaming protest time. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. Please. Prove me wrong. prove me wrong. So that's pretty much my, what are we at, 15-minute rant on that one. That's,
yeah.
That's probably the longest rant I've ever done. So I'm sure that Sable's like, wow, am I ever going to remix the fuck out of this?
So much stuff.
Oh, that's so good. But I'm here to tell you, and I'm glad there's more people in the show tonight than there ever has been in the past.
Yeah.
Because, guys... Wow, you need to spread these links around and start telling people what's going on and hand this show out to people so people are aware of what's happening, okay? Because it doesn't take long. That's just what I gave you. Now start doing private applications for that. Fuck, let Scientology get a hold of that, okay? Let the Scientologists start chipping their followers. How many chips do you want to have? Okay, not just the one. Why stop there? Shit. You can get a new chip every time you join a company. That could be your file. You could have fucking little dots running up your forearm for each company you work for. Guys, this is wrong. This is all kinds of wrong. I'm the first guy to be into cloning fucking new heads for pigs and stitch them on monkeys. Okay, I don't care about that stuff. All right, anything that can double your life, I'm right behind. Okay, but this is a core political slave wage tool. There's no other use for this. This is a bad, bad thing. Am I getting through here? Am I getting through to you guys? Are you guys picking up on this shit? Because I'm here to tell you, I have not screamed into a microphone for 4 fucking years to let people who I talk to every week just roll over, allow themselves to get fucked. Okay? Because this is something where you can stand up and go, no, 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 that's bad. Because wherever you work, no matter where you are, if you're in a coffee shop, this stuff is going to start showing up. People are going to start talking about this. This is the kind of shit people go, do you think I should get laser eye surgery? Yeah, maybe. Maybe I should get that chip, too. No, you're a crackhead. That's a really bad idea. Let me explain to you why. Okay? This is a bad thing. There is no pros in this. There's no pros in this. If you have the watch, yes, I'd like to get the digital locator watch. I would like to do that because it can be taken off, and I can put it on my child or my wife if I'm worried about her to make sure that she gets home from work okay in a fucking society where we have so many homeless people that 1 in 10 black people in the United States are in jail. Okay? When we are living in such a desperate state that military SUV vehicles are being sold to families so they can get to and from work. Okay? When we live in that kind of a society, yeah, I want to keep track of my wife so she doesn't wind up being eaten by someone desperate somewhere because they didn't get any cash. Okay? Yeah, that's part of the horror that we have to live in. Okay? But I sure as fuck am not allowing my wife to be mandatorily chipped. And if that means that they're going to kick me out of Babylon, then fucking right. Bring it on. And me and the rest of the fallen will be up on the hillside. Okay, because there's no way. I'm not really one to put myself up on any kind of a messiah stick, but I will pull a serious Moses routine if they start pulling this shit as mandatory mandating. Okay, they can suck my mother-loving cock if you think you're going to put a chip in my sorry ass. Okay, it's just not going to happen, all right? So now that I'm all whipped into a Jesus-based rage, and it's just a fucked up thing. I'm surprised the religious right might get on board with this. Can you imagine? The religious right and me are going to be on the same goddamn side. You know, me and Jerry Falwell. Yeah, go get him, Sean.
Hand in hand.
There you go. Me and Jesus and Jerry Falwell, all with fucking kukris. Hey, fungus, give me a sketch.
Throw them up in the air, waving them around.
Hala, hala, hala. Fucking no chance. You know, I'm here to tell you, guys, that's some terrifying shit. And suck that up, okay? If you do nothing, if you tune out for the rest of the show because my language is too strong, that's fine, okay? Call me an asshole. Same opinion. I don't care. But check out these links and go through Slashdot, go through CNN, go through what all the Fortune 500 magazine companies are doing. Look at what they're doing. They're going to use this. This is going to be a weapon. Okay, we have to keep an eye on this one. This isn't like encryption cracking, guys. This isn't like something like that. This is like Nazi SS tattooing, guys. Okay, this is some bad shit. Those who do not learn from the past, la 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 something something, you know? Hey, anyone cluing in here? Sim, would you say I'm fucked here?
No, I would compare pretty closely to the labeling in Nazi Germany.
Yeah.
Except it's a bit more technologically advanced now.
Yeah, why not? You know, rather
than... You can't see it now.
Yeah, well, or we don't know. I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
But I'm here to tell you, okay, I have a real problem with things underneath my skin. Okay.
Really?
Like, wow. Pardon me while I open up a clinic and run around and just attack people and pull out their chips.
Oh, yeah. Once everybody's implanted with chips, you can see them in the malls, when you go in and out, every store, every government institution, library, schools, everywhere. You will be tracked and located, and you're
a data packet,
mapped,
baby.
on a map.
One packet sniffer later, and they know exactly where you are, what you do, where you sleep, how
where
hard
you were,
fuck
with
your
who.
Weight, everything. everything. Your medical history, your dental records, everything.
No more than two people may gather anywhere at any time.
Why were you at the 2600 meeting? Only hackers go to the 2600 meeting. Why are you there? Think about this, guys.
We've put that on your record now. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean,
it's labeled you as subversive.
Now, there's ways you can hack this. There's ways you can use this to your advantage. Yes, it's true. There's people going, wow, you could use this to your advantage. You could. But a lot of people can't, guys. This is about the greater good. Okay, this is some dark, 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 dark shit. This is probably the darkest set of stories I've seen since 9/11. Okay? This isn't quite as bad as watching 30,000 people die live on TV. Okay? But, guys, this is horrible. This is unbelievably bad. Okay, so we have to really be aware of this. This is some very, very sick stuff. We're going to cut into some halftime music now. What do we got this week, Sim?
Well, Copper Top has made a mix called SKTFM1 Fix.
Oh, wow. Really?
So it's a remix of Just One Fix and You.
Okay, and you've got a new Porn on Beta song, I heard.
Exactly. I just finished it on Sunday night.
Last night.
Yeah, I just finished laying the vocals.
Wow, hot off the press.
Hot off the press. First to
hear it. Cool. So all you listeners, how many we got here?
Lots and lots.
We got 104 are going to be checking out to hear this.
This song, Porn on Beta, Round and Round, it's a cover of New Order's song, Round and Round.
Oh, cool.
And
not the Rat song, Round and Round.
I've never heard it. No, I don't think so.
Round.
No, we didn't do that one.
Okay, so we'll play Porn on Beta first, and then go to Copper Top. And
so hopefully I did it justice.
And then I'll go back with the rest of, and then I'll come back with the rest of the news, which is, you know, filled with other such fun and wonderful things. But how do you deal with that, eh? Anyway, I will, we'll be back after this very short musical interlude.
industrial. You're listening to Rant Radio.
Scary man.
Yeah, I better bring some weed with me. Like,
what the hell was that? That last little bit there? I didn't go what that last little bit was.
It's like, I think I better bring some weed if, or something like that.
I think I better get some weed. Yeah, no kidding. I could probably go for getting together with one of my good little friends there and probably smoke a big fat doobie right about now. Holy cow! Yeah, you're right. I don't get that riled off that often, but when I see shit like that, man, that just... Ooh, this makes me go all bummed in that
kid. Crazy.
I get fucking nuts.
John goes crazy.
Oh, yeah, and why not? Hey, why don't we just keep the trend going for the rest of the fucking evening, okay? Why don't we just keep the trend going for, like, the whole Shadowrun Judge Dredd world coming in? Remember in Judge Dredd, they had the guns that were smart guns that would only recognize certain people, only fire with certain people's fingers on the trigger, and that's how they used to ID crimes?
Yep.
Remember that?
Yep,
great.
Yep.
Here's a link for you from ZNet. The U.S. Justice Department is turning to technology to help guns recognize whose finger's on the trigger. The National Institute of Justice, the research and development arm of the Justice Department, National Institute of Justice, ooh, that's a scary title, is the research development arm of the Justice Department, is teaming up with Metal Storm. How's that for a Shadowrun?
Metal Storm.
Metal Storm. These are the same guys who made a million rounds per minute gun. An electronic gun maker to study how a firearm could be designed to determine whether the person wielding it should be allowed to fire it. If an officer drops a gun or is taken away from him during a tussle, a smart gun could not be turned against him because there would be a means of specifically identifying the authorized user, says Charles Vehilau, MetalStorm's chief corporate officer. MetalStorm's chief corporate officer.
Wow,
why don't you just call him a fucking? Why don't you just call him a field marshal? MetalStorm's chief corporate officer. That's just a little bit too militant sounding for me. Thank you very much. Didn't I meet you at the last Bund meeting? The study will identify the various technologies that could make it possible, that could make this possible, and recommend the best ones to use. Well, those chips would probably go really high with this, hey? If they don't have the implanted chip in their hand, then they can't use it.
Yeah, it goes hand in hand. I'd be afraid if all of a sudden the gun malfunctions and I can't use it myself.
Yeah, what if, I don't know, maybe I'm not getting enough power or my thermal tape isn't working correctly? thanks, I'll just get a good old-fashioned revolver. Thank you very much. I think that'll work out fine. And why not to go with your smart guns in your new and sporting fashion where we're dressing you from under your skin out? We've got the military clothing. Yes, new military clothing. Computer scientists and textile experts are working together to weave fabric with electronics that can assist the military in sound detection and other useful applications so that your clothing is listening. Researchers at the University of Southern California and Virginia Tech have developed a fabric woven with conductive wires and a cluster of 7 button-sized microphones that can be used to detect the sound of remote objects like approaching vehicles. The fabric gives us the capacity to make a very large computing system that integrates sensors and integrate power supplies to this very cheaply with existing textile manufacturing capabilities. Now, this could be, you're thinking, why the fuck would you do that? Sleeping bags, guys, sleeping bags. If your sleeping bag could wake you up when you're sleeping because of an approaching vehicle or something like that, there's huge, huge applications for this. That's from Wired. So how's that for a little bit? A little bit going on there. And another Decker jacked himself from Black Ice I Do OD. That's right, another internet OD. Just days after the first internet overdose, another addict has died after a marathon game session binge. How long before this gets banned? The 27-year-old Taiwanese man collapsed after playing computer games for 32 hours nonstop. Jell Biafra has possessed my body. Police confirmed that Lan Wai Chen started playing at the Cyber Cafe in Pentagon, Central Taiwan at about 10:30 p.m. on Thursday. At 7 a.m. on Saturday, a staff member found the man lying on the floor of the cafe's toilet, foaming at the mouth and bleeding from the nose. They rushed him to the hospital, but he was already dead, the local police said. Yes, in fact.
Gaming to death.
Yes, next on Fox when fucking Soldier of Fortune attacks. Jesus fucking Christ, guys. Oh, and not to mention, yes, something that we can use to maybe fight back a little bit from your satellite photography is now not only that, you can have new encryption put in pictures. This one's kind of cool. I kind of like this one.
I always liked that. That was kind of neat.
Because that way, you now will have to filter our art to make sure that, they'll have to put on art filters to make sure that us criminals are not circulating encrypted coded messages in our digital art medium. Because if we can hide information in images, we must regulate the images. Otherwise, we could be swapping information back and forth in scary fashions.
We really need those chips now.
Are you a licensed artist, or is this irregulated, unregulated media that puts it into dangerous pornography? Not only is it bad, it's un-American. Yes, it's true. Researchers have created a new way to encrypt information on a digital image and extract it later without any distortion or loss of information. A team of scientists from Xerox and the University of Rochester said that a technique called reversible data hiding could be used in situations that require proof of an image that has not been altered. Requires proof that an image has not been altered. Its uses could range from sensitive military and medical diagnostic images to legal documents and photographs of crime scenes. The technique could also be used for encoding information within the image itself for cataloging and retrieving from databases. So that way, we make sure that your image and your ID is truly legitimate, making fake ID harder and harder to do. Never mind, in case you just didn't want to go with that whole chip thing, if you're not going to be a team player, if you're not going to get on board and come on so board for the big American big kill... Oh, not only that, but Google's decided to throw up its arms and join the fucking jackpot-toting people of the United States. Yes, not you, United people of the United States. I'm talking about the core political assholes. Yes, they finally fucking, they did a bad thing. Google, you dropped the goddamn ball. Google, the world's most popular search engine, has quietly deleted more than 100 controversial sites from some of its search result listings. As of from Google's French and German listings are websites that are anti-Semitic, pro-Nazi, or related white supremacy, according to a new report from Harvard University Berkman Center. Also banned is JesusIsLord.com, a fundamentalist Christian site that's adamantly opposed to abortion. Google confirmed on Wednesday the sites have been removed from listings available at Google.fr and Google.de. The removed sites can continue to appear on listings on the main Google.com site. No big fucking deal, right? So what? Big deal. So they took out that. No, guys, it starts there. It starts there, okay? It's only a match, and then it lights something else on fire, and then it burns bigger. You gotta nip this shit in the bud. You do not delete that. Okay.
It's only one tank going down Main Street.
It's only one tank, you know. They only shot two people this month. Scientology only takes 10% of my wages. You know, guys, no, this is really bad. This is really, really, really bad. And never mind all the security risks that you could find from things like the Al-Qaeda. Why don't you let the U.S. drugs kill you and not the Al-Qaeda drugs? Many veterans advocates believe that certain anthrax vaccines used to be the major cause of Gulf War sickness. Okay. But there's a company manufacturing this drug, and they want to be able to mandatorily inject it into your children. The company manufacturing has launched a massive lobbying campaign to persuade the Bush administration to stockpile the controversial drug so it can be administered to civilians. Yes.
That's great.
That way you have a bunch of these snipers running around with Gulf War syndrome. That'll be fan-fucking-tastic. Armed with a report prepared by a panel of company-paid scientific guns for hire, Lansing, Michigan-based Bioport, is urging Congress to create a civilian equivalent of the U.S. military's anthrax vaccine immunization program, AVIP. I wonder who they're going to hire to clean up all that storage when it gets revealed that it's toxic waste and no one wants to go near it. That's what I want to know. And there's a link for that. Oh, on the upside, though, we are getting smaller and smaller cars that we're trying to make look cooler and cooler, like Corbin Motors, where now we're just getting it to the point where we're going to take a motorcycle and we're going to put full fairing around it and kind of make it look like it's a nice little mobile transport. The Merlin Roadster.
Looks like it was crushed.
It looks kind of cool. Kind of catchy.
Looks like something fell on it.
You betcha. You can drive around town in that now. You wouldn't need to do anything else. Why bother? It's easy to park, easy to get around in. What a lot of fun. Isn't it nice and trendy? And look at all the nice BMW logo that's on it. It's red and everybody likes it. Ooh, it's pretty. Pretty, pretty, pretty. Come on, guys. What the fuck? What the fuck, guys? Like, I don't know. You look at this stuff, and it's starting to really freak me out a little bit, you know. I mean, how much longer are we going to be able to broadcast? On a page from my book, on a slightly more happy note, it seems that there's an ancient link between the ancient Egyptians and the Mayans. This I thought was pretty wild. Got this from Eureka Alert, which is a scientific thing. A major new discovery emerging from ongoing excavation of the Pyramid of the Moon and Mesoamerican ruin of... this big Mexican.
Yeah,
Western Hemisphere's first metropolis. For the first time, bodies have been discovered that are apparently members of the 2,000-year-old mysterious ruling class. And with them, a surprise. Artifacts that show connections to the early Mayans. Oh, I'm sorry. I fucked that up. That's actually from... I was doing the Mayan connection out with the Egyptians. I'm sorry. I'm off. Never mind. Moving right along... we have more technology coming in on the front. This is an interesting flying vehicle, which is on the thing. This is apparently the world's most maneuverable kind of... I don't know if this is a helicopter or what the fuck this is. This is kind of an interesting...
weird looking?
Apparently, yeah. This is where, you know, things are going to wind up going. This is like a weird... Looks like a Futurama vehicle.
Turbine. Yeah, it does look Futurama-ish.
But, I mean, we might put that in the category of the Mueller Sky Car.
Never to be made.
Yeah, something that's not in the Mueller Sky Car category, though. And this is when, you know, when alien technology really comes into the play. When people are actually... When you name your vehicle after an alien warship, maybe there might be some other stuff involved. Let's talk about the Boeing Bird of Prey. Yes, the Boeing Bird of Prey. And you look at this thing and tell me doesn't look like a starfighter. Yes, and it flies. It's what they use to pilot the UAVs. Like, when you name your jet after the alien warship, I don't know, guys. I don't know. Yeah, there's some Star Trek fans working at Boeing, but Jesus Christ. You know, that's a little bit much. I don't really know. Now, another thing from Tales of the Afternow that I was talking about was the life extension, where people were given new versions of their name because I was Sean Kennedy the Sixth, because I had 6 versions of life extension done on me. So, and that's what now just become possible thanks to the U.S. team has doubled the lifespan of a Netmode worm with no apparent physiological side effects.
Yay for Netmode worms.
Yeah, go those Netmodes. The key to what happens is an uncompromised longevity is to silence a gene involved with aging the right point of a worm's life cycle. So for a limited time offer, you can get your, if you act now and you've got enough money by a certain age, you're able to extend your life. This is something that is going to be in works for a while, but you can bet there's going to be a lot of really rich assholes.
Put like, some money into that real quick.
Yeah, real fucking fast. If you can walk up to Bill Gates and say, hey, Bill, I can make it so you're a galactic ruler forever. Fucking A. I mean, I would. Damn. You know, you can't really blame the guy there.
Oh, yeah.
Sam, what's your take on this stuff, man? Where's this going here? I'm feeling like
the
life
extension or everything?
Just the whole works. I mean, everything that I covered here tonight. I mean, this is some crazy stuff.
It's awfully scary, and it's not in the main media. I mean, it's the main media.
Am I the only guy who's checking this shit out? I mean, the Skull Crew sent me a link on that chip, and I told him, like, who was it? It was a Kexler sent me a link on that. And he was like, hey, dude, have you seen this? And I'm like, oh, yeah, did I see it? Oh, yeah, I did it. I'm going to wig out the first half of my show about it, actually.
It's because it doesn't make good corporate news.
I cannot fucking believe.
It doesn't sell.
Like, I want the guys from Adbusters to get a hold of this, but they're kind of anti-techno.
They're back to grassroots kind of thing.
Yeah, but, I mean, technology is not the enemy here. Okay, technology is not the enemy. Okay, ignorance is the enemy, and allowing yourself to be manipulated—that's the enemy here. Okay, it is not.
That's right. Oh. Ignorance of the technology, what it can do to you.
Exactly.
What
exactly.
It can do for you.
I mean, if it wasn't for technology, none of us would be talking right now. You guys wouldn't be logged in. You wouldn't be listening, and everything. Nothing would be happening. I mean, it would just be a huge galactic hand job, right? But I mean, we're able to communicate with you over the web. We're able to send this out. I can alert you to this wonderful terror that's now occurring. And, I mean, you heard it here first, okay? Everybody in the RC right now, you heard it here. You heard it here.
You'll harken back to the day.
And thank God that you guys have been spreading the virus as well as you have. And there's now,
and it's
like,
so obvious. There's there like, it is.
But it's a good thing it is, because now I'm able to alert everybody about this all in one big fell swoop. There's 108 people, and I promise you, you're going to tell more than 2 people about this. So wham, look at that. Oh, we've talked to 300 people, just like that. Bang.
Yeah.
And then you just spread it on. So that's why it's so important that you spread the virus about Rant Radio. That's why it's so important that you tell other people about this media, that you tell other people what we're trying to do here, about people entertaining people for the right reasons.
All you hear about in CNN is some guy who shot 10 people.
That's a horrible thing.
It is horrible.
It is a horrible thing. Okay.
But there are bigger dangers in the world.
There are bigger dangers. The thing is, they're trying to play up that whole sniper thing. If that guy was a sniper, you never would have caught him. Okay.
I've had rudimentary
military training in Canada in regards to shooting and stuff like that. They say he's a marksman. I'm actually a master marksman. Okay, by Canadian military standards.
Right.
That doesn't mean shit. Okay. I mean, you read a couple books on fucking sniping, and you'd be able to do better than that guy did. Okay. He's making really bad shots. And what's he using? A fucking rimfire? What are you on, drugs? You know, Jesus Christ, man. Does he even read Tom Clancy or what? Like, fuck, dude. Any one of us here could theoretically cook up a theory to crank at a better sniper job. Whatever. Special shouts out tonight to everybody who showed up, which is going to be going through. I may as well try to...
And shouts out to Noisemaker. So for next week, we've got a great, great interview by the fans, for the fans.
Yeah, he gave us the best interview we've had yet. It's about, how long is it?
An hour.
Fuck off, it's not an hour.
No, it's an hour.
We went off for an hour?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I don't even have to really do a show next week.
That's right. We're just going to throw that on next week. No.
Yeah, he's going to edit the shit out of it, though. But we're going to run it unedited, the whole thing.
And, as we usually do.
As we always do.
Uncensored.
And you'll be able to check that out. And he went over a lot of stuff. I can't believe that.
Oh, yeah. And it's nice to answer those kind of questions that nobody else will ask. Like, none of the media that has ever interviewed us have gotten in that deep. Because it... Like, Noisemaker and all the people listening know what we're about and know where we're going and where we came from. All the other people just took the headlines and looked at our webpage for 2 seconds, right?
Okay, so going through the RC tonight, who we got? We got Capone X, Pimp with a Limp, Smokey, you're the best. Sanix, apparently I'm still being interviewed.
I'm interviewing
Snake
you right now.
Ogre, Alien Binary, Alamode, Alpha 736, Altar Boy, Angelica Filestorm, Anthrax, Apoc, Barcode, Bastard Guy, Brick Boy, Burger Burger, Case, Cognigo, Ergo Sum, Copper Top, Countersink, Kyle 23, Cyberjack TMC, Dancing Monkey, Delusion, Dr. Zodiac, Droopy, Doobster, Disturbed, Dark DZ Zero, or DeZero, Notion, Fester D, Penis, Genesis, Griffin, Gwenix, Jurin, K16, Camelvalian, Kniff, Kexler, Kindling Boy, Leshek, Lentium Lizard, Lorax, Loser, Misconduct, Mr. Echo, Mr. Ants, MP Ultra, Necos, Neuralize, Noisemaker, Oh Go Away, Passive Eugenics Twice, Prophet Doodle, Prune Squalor, Psycho, Punk of Evil, Ratfucker, Rosen Spirit, I lost my place, Rototoad, Sapphire, Sarah Goblin, Shade, Shrine Master, Sir Dork, Ski, Skitty, SKTM, Data Spooker, Sleeping Chicken, Snake Tooth, So Doubt, Sparky, Sphinx, Spudly, SpyCS, Tantrix, Doubt A Cheese, Jesus Christ, no, he's not there, Technophile, Test Subject, The Bug, Templar Knight, Trotsky's Ghost, Turmoil, Terrell, Lag Too Much, Twisted Little Fuck, Up, Vater, Craig, Wiggle, Puppy, Whopper, WS736, WS, What The Fuck, Yerky, First of the Fallen, D-Day Species, D-Day Specs, Bitchex, plus Soma, Comic Center Can, Gorka, Reinhardt, and Transistor. Somebody give Gorka and Reinhardt and Transistor a voice. They should all have voices, everyone there.
I shall do that.
But anyway, so that's it for tonight's show. It was kind of fast at first coming at you. I'm sure it burned off an hour like it was nothing. But
wow. It seemed longer. But it was only an hour.
That's because this was like an hour-long rant.
I was coming at
this is actually probably going to be a good show to circulate because I was coming at you pretty hard and fast with a lot of this stuff here. I actually liked tonight's show. I thought it went.
It was really good.
I think so.
It was intense. A lot of information.
So. If you want to get a show happening, you can email Sim info@rantradio.com.
Believe it or not, I don't turn down everyone.
That's right.
Some people do get shows.
Just the stupid people. And if you want to get in touch with me, it's theman@rantradio.com. Not Sean at rantradio. The man.
Not Kennedy.
The man. One word. Theman@rantradio.com. And that's the way to get through to me, okay?
So I've seen CCs to very crazy email addresses.
Yeah, it's theman@rantradio.com. All right, and that way you'll be able to get your links through to me. Send me some feedback. Send me some art. Send me whatever you like. Sounds really cool. But always remember, guys... always remember that where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to weren't never there. And where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it. So you say you gotta know why the world goes around. And you can't find the truth in the things you found. And you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us. Well, I heard you were looking for a place to fit in. For a better way to go to the same as you did.